Atlanta's airport didn't even begin as an airport. It was an auto racetrack built in 1909 by Coca-Cola company founder Asa Candler, which turned out to be not that lucrative. So the next year, Candler began hosting air shows at the field. 15 years later, City Alderman William Hartsfield pursued the idea of converting the Speedway into the city's official airport. He worked with Mayor Walter Sims to broker a 5-year lease on the property. And on September 15, 1926, flights began taking off and landing. 3 years later, the city fully took control of the airport, and William Hartsfield would go on to be Atlanta's longest-serving mayor. The city commemorated Hartsfield by naming the airport after him in 1971. But it wasn't until 2003 that the airport got its current name. That was after the death of the city's first African-American mayor, Maynard Jackson. The airport now carries the legacy of two Atlanta mayors, Hartsfield and Jackson. Today, Atlanta's airport serves more than 100 million passengers a year, with more than 2,500 flights every day. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.